Welcome back to Nerd Level Tech AI Cast, where we dive deep into the heart of tech trends, frameworks, and the future of artificial intelligence. I'm Alex, your guide through the labyrinth of code and concepts.
And I'm Jamie, your resident question asker and tech enthusiast. I might not know what a framework is yet, but I'm here to learn along with you. So, Alex, what's on the tech menu today?
Today, we're building Lightning, not the kind you need a kite and a key for, but lightning-fast AI backends using FastAPI 0.1100. It's the 2026 edition, so you know it's cutting edge.
FastAPI? Sounds like a new diet trend. But seriously, I've heard of it, but never knew it could make things lightning fast. What's the deal?
Well, Jamie, FastAPI is a Python web framework that's become the backbone of modern AI services. Imagine needing to serve up machine learning predictions like they're hotcakes at a Sunday brunch. FastAPI helps you do just that, but faster than ever.
Hotcakes, you say? I'm intrigued. But how does it actually work?
At its core, FastAPI uses Asynchronous Server Gateway Interface, or ASGI, which allows it to handle thousands of requests per second without breaking a sweat. This is crucial for AI workloads where every millisecond counts.
Ah, so it's like having a super efficient waiter at those hotcake brunches. But what makes it better than, say, Flask or Django?
Great question. FastAPI outperforms Flask and Django by a wide margin in performance benchmarks. We're talking 15,000 to 20,000 requests per second with FastAPI, compared to Flask's 2,000 to 3,000. It's like comparing a sports car to a bicycle in terms of speed.
Wow, that's not even close. But how do I start using this supercar of a framework?
Getting started is pretty simple. First, you install FastAPI along with Uvicorn, which is an ASGI server. Then, you create your app, define some routes, and run your server. You could literally start serving AI models in minutes.
That sounds almost too good to be true. But what about when you have a really heavy model? Won't that slow things down?
For heavy models, FastAPI has a neat trick up its sleeve: background tasks. You can offload the heavy lifting to a background task, so your main application keeps zooming along.
Clever. And what about scaling this setup? What if my hotcake serving AI becomes the next big thing?
Scaling is where FastAPI really shines. You can run multiple workers for handling more requests, use Docker for containerization, and even deploy to cloud services with auto-scaling capabilities. Plus, with the right setup, you can attach GPUs for those intensive AI tasks.
Speaking of GPUs, does FastAPI handle GPU tasks directly?
Not directly, but you can easily integrate it with containerized environments that do. Think of FastAPI as the orchestrator, directing traffic, while your containers handle the GPU heavy lifting.
Got it. So FastAPI keeps everything moving smoothly. But what about the pitfalls? There's always a catch.
True, there are common pitfalls, like forgetting the async await syntax, which can lead to performance bottlenecks, or not managing your GPU memory efficiently, which can crash your app under heavy load. But with some best practices, these issues are manageable.
This is all super informative, Alex. I feel like I'm ready to build my own lightning-fast AI backend now. Any final thoughts before we wrap up?
Just that FastAPI is a powerful tool in your AI arsenal, especially if you value performance, scalability, and ease of use. And remember, the best way to learn is by doing. So I challenge our listeners to try setting up their own FastAPI project. Who knows? You might just build the next big AI service.
Challenge accepted. Well, for our listeners at least, I might need to brush up on my Python skills first. Thanks, Alex, for that electrifying discussion on FastAPI.
Anytime, Jamie. And thank you, listeners, for tuning in to Nerd Level Tech AI Cast. Don't forget to subscribe for more tech deep dives and lightning talks. How music fades in?
Catch you in the next episode, where we'll probably find out if I managed to crash my computer with FastAPI. Spoiler, it's likely.
Looking forward to it. Take care, everyone.